it's not possible to be bored when running a freelance design business. Even when I didn't have clients, I had a long, maybe even longer than with clients, to-do list because I knew that my proposals aren't good, that my portfolio sucks, that my positioning doesn't have a strong message to actually get me more clients. Welcome to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast. My name is Katie Sandel, and this episode was brought to you by Aventive Academy, an online business education platform that helps brand, graphic, and web designers get more clients, increase their pricing, and build a profitable design business. We have online programs, courses, and templates that you can use, and you can find out more about starting and growing your freelance design business at AventiveAcademy.com. If you think that you don't have a business plan because you're a freelance designer, I totally get it. And I didn't write my business plan until, I don't know, I think I was 4 or 5 years into my business already. So it's not like you need it the moment you start, but let me just tell you how my business used to operate before I wrote a business plan and after. So before I wrote a business plan, well, first, the reason why I never wanted to write a business plan is because I thought, well, I'm just a freelance graphic designer. I don't need a full, long business plan. I don't know how to write a business plan. I'm not sure why I would need to know my mission, vision, core values, and things like that. You know, like a real, real business plan. Like, I am just a freelance designer who works with clients online or sometimes in person, but mostly online. And I am not asking for loans. I don't have investors. I don't have a business that needs a business plan. And my business was fine. But once I didn't know what to do, once I didn't have enough clients, once I had a long list of, like, you know, things to do, like, oh, maybe I should improve my portfolio. Maybe I should write a blog. Maybe I should do Instagram ads. Maybe, you know, all the marketing things that you have, maybe like ideas of what to do to actually get clients and grow your freelance business, but you're not sure what's going to happen. You know, you don't know what works, what doesn't work until you try it. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't try all of it. You should try. But if you're trying everything, if you are trying to post on Instagram daily, if you're trying YouTube channel, if you're trying to write blogs, if you're trying, I don't know, LinkedIn, if you're trying, like, you will be spread so thin and you will not know actually what works because you will not be expert in every single marketing thing that you do. And you will just feel lost and clients will not come. Sure. You might see an increase in clients, in leads, because everything you do in your business eventually will work. But the question is what you need to focus on. So writing a business plan actually helped me figure out what is that my clients, my potential clients want to see and then go for it. And that is when I discovered that most of my clients, and actually when I was writing a business plan, I figured out who my clients are because in the past, and I'll go back to that. So in the past, I thought that, you know, I'm a graphic designer and everybody needs a logo. So my clients are everyone. Like, everyone can be my client. Whoever is starting any kind of business can be my client. And while that is true, I didn't know where to promote my business. Like, how do I even begin looking for everyone? It was so hard. But then while I was writing my business plan and working on my ideal client, like trying to figure out who is exactly that I want to work with, what is that I'm passionate about? And, you know, that's when I figured out, okay, knowing your ideal client actually helps you get more and better clients. And while writing the business plan, I figured out who I want to work with, who that person is, and where they hang out. And that was, you know, that told me that I need to focus on writing blogs and being on LinkedIn because my ideal clients are on those two platforms. They're on LinkedIn because they're business owners and they're, you know, trying to either start or grow their business. Why blogs? Because they're searching for solutions. So they're going to type in how to make more skincare product sales. And then I write a blog about that, even though my services are nothing that is going to help them make direct sales, but I offer branding services, so like logo, labels, packaging, and all that. However, that is going to help them eventually make more sales because they will attract their customers who are going to buy from them. You know, we have to create something that's going to stand out and attract my clients, customers. You know what I mean? So writing a business plan truly helped me figure out who I want to work with and how I can work with them, like where I can find them. Okay, so that is writing a business plan. If you don't have one, I highly, highly recommend so that you know what you need to focus on if you're trying to grow your business. And this is totally something you can do when you don't have clients. So if you don't have enough clients right now, you have a lot of time, or maybe not a lot of time, but you have some time, like some available time to think about your business and work on it, then this is one of the things I would suggest you start with. The second thing you can do if you don't have enough clients at the moment is improving your portfolio. Clients will hire you based on what they see that you've completed in the past. So if someone is starting a yoga business, they want to see that you've done something that's either related to yoga or at least something that they liked from your portfolio. And while your portfolio might be good enough, there is always room for improvement. So just look into all the work that you have put out there and see how you can either improve it, or is there anything that you should remove and maybe add something new? And if you haven't had enough clients, you can always work on conceptual projects. And I've talked about this in the past, but conceptual projects are basically where you come up with a name of a company or a book name or whatever it is that you design, right? Or a website or whatever it is, and you design it for an imaginary client. So if you would like to get more of, let's say, yoga clients, so someone who is starting a yoga business and is looking for a logo and a website or whatever it is, then you can come up with a name and design something for an imaginary client, and your future potential clients will never know nor care because they care about the results you can provide for them. So, you know, just come up with something and put that in your portfolio. Don't have everything and anything in your portfolio because then you're confusing clients. If they see that you have a logo for a construction company, labels for vitamin packaging, I don't know, book cover for self-help something, like it's just too much. It's confusing. And your potential clients don't see how they could work with you. You're not talking directly to them, and your messaging or your portfolio doesn't resonate with them, so they will not hire you. They will type in yoga graphic designer, and then once they find a graphic designer that has yoga stuff in their portfolio, they will hire that person. So, you know, we go now back to writing a business plan and knowing who your ideal client is, because then you will know exactly what to put in your portfolio. But yeah, improving your portfolio is another really good idea of what you can do if you don't have clients at the moment that will help you get clients in the future. Another thing is also related to your portfolio, working on your own website. There are many, many, many designers that don't have their own websites. And well, that's okay sometimes. And, you know, Behance is fine, Instagram, you know, social media is fine. All those things are not really where clients are looking for designers, believe it or not, because they are going to Google. So every single client is going to type in, this is what I'm starting, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm looking for. And then if your website doesn't come out, I mean, how many clients actually, how many people know about Behance? All creatives, yes. But do our clients really go to Behance and type that in? Not very often. However, when you put your work on Behance, you can still get clients from that website because there are many creative and art directors looking for some additional help for their clients. So for example, when I got a lot of clients at once and it was beyond my capacity, I went on Behance to find a graphic designer who can help me. So I found a graphic designer who worked on my clients' logo, labels, packaging, and all that. So I'm not against Behance. I think that Behance is great. However, if you want to have your own business, your own maybe design studio one day or design agency, I believe that you have to have your own website. So start working on your website if you haven't yet. And if you have your website, there is always room for improvement. So just think how a client reacts to your website when they land on your homepage. What is that that they see first? What is that that's going to attract them, what they should click on, what's the whole kind of like flow of the website. So they get to homepage, the first section needs to talk directly to them and explains what is that that you offer, what results you provide to them, who you work with. It basically needs to truly resonate with them. And then, you know, second section can be about you. Third section can send them to your services or portfolio. I mean, you'll have to figure that out based on, again, your business plan. So maybe this episode should be even called Writing Your Business Plan. However, you know, you can work on your website and improve it if you don't have enough clients at the moment so that you can get clients in the future. Another thing that you can do is if you catch yourself constantly Googling, constantly searching for answers on how to grow your brand graphic or web design, how to get high-paying clients, how to improve your portfolio, how to write proposals, how to. You know, if you're constantly Googling for something, how about buying an online course that will help you learn more about like how to grow your business? That's going to save you so much time. And as soon as you learn all the, you know, tips and tricks and maybe follow someone else's steps on how they were able to grow their business, you know, you can copy them. You can follow that blueprint or whatever it is. It will help you get clients way faster and sooner than if you were to Google and try to piece all the things together. So buying an online course is something that's going to truly, like really, really help you grow your business faster. And I've done this in the past. I bought many, many online courses, maybe even more than I should have. But it really helped me land high-paying clients, and especially the one. It was something like value-based pricing. This is where I learned how to price my design services. Then I also bought an online course on how to create an online course. I bought an online course on how to write better blogs, how to land high-paying clients. Like, I don't know, like so many online courses, and they really helped me. Another thing you can do is improving your internal documents. So that's improving your proposals and contracts. And so many designers don't even have them. Maybe you have a proposal, but it's like one or two pages. It doesn't look professional. It doesn't look like, it doesn't convince the client that you are the right fit for them. Because sometimes clients are just, how do you call that? Like window shopping? Like they're just looking for the best fit. They're looking for the cheapest service provider. You don't want to be in that. However, clients do that. We still get clients who are like, oh, we just talked to four other designers and this is what they said. And I'm like, okay, I'm not even going to compete with that. Like, if you don't know that you want to work with us for sure, I'm not even going to write a proposal. Like, I don't want to waste my time on that. However, you still need to have really good written proposals and contracts. And basically, once you have the template, You can even purchase templates online. And this is what we did. I bought contracts online, but then we created proposals on our own because they were really, really good. Like, our proposals now work really, really well. We close more than 70-80% of our potential clients because we include in the proposal everything that they might be wondering about. Like, we have, you know, section about us, we have a few portfolio pieces, then we also have, we also include like who's in our team, we have testimonials, client success stories, we have the whole process, pricing, and all that. And if you're curious about our proposals, you can find them on AventivAcademy.com. I think it's on the programs page, and that's where you can learn more about our proposals. Another thing, if you don't have enough clients at the moment, is looking for clients. So once you have a business plan, you improve your portfolio, you have worked on your website, you maybe finished some online courses, you improved your internal documents, like you are ready to go, right? Like you did everything that you can in order to get better clients, but now you have to figure out how they're going to get to you. So if they're not getting to you at the moment, which is totally normal, totally fine, you can go on LinkedIn and look for them. Once you find your ideal clients, you can connect with them, say, hi, how are you? How's your business going? Do you need any help? You also don't have to offer your services immediately. You can just connect with them, become friends, and eventually, you know, they'll reach out. You can. Another thing that is really cool on LinkedIn is connecting with your referral partners. Referral partners are people who offer different type of services to the same target. So you can find web developers, web designers. So let's say you are a brand designer. So you design a logo, you do colors, typography, like visual identity, but you don't do websites. Then you can connect with someone who does websites because you guys have the same target, but offer different types of services. So those people are not your competitors nor anything like that. They can just send you referrals and you can send them referrals as well. You can also connect with loan officers, so people who approve loans for businesses. Again, I'm assuming you do branding, websites, you're a graphic designer. So those people usually are around business owners and they can send you a lot of referrals. This LinkedIn strategy is something that helped me a lot when I was growing my business, because I really connected with a lot of people who knew who my target is. I found a lot of referral partners and I was getting a lot of clients from them. And I was also sending them clients. Here's an example. I connected with a lot of people who do Google ads, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, and so on, because that's not what I do. And then when a potential client comes to them and ask them, hey, I'm also looking for a logo or a website or something like that. I'm looking for visuals for my ads. They send them to me first, and then they tell them, you come back to me once you're done with your logo, website, graphics, and so on, and then I will actually help you with ads. So you might think, oh, whoever goes to marketing agency already has the logo and visuals and all that, but sometimes they don't. Or a marketing agency will tell them, okay, this, like, what you have right now, I can't really help you grow because your labels, your packaging, your website sucks. Like, you need to rebrand and then come to me. So that's another idea of how you can get clients if you don't have enough clients at the moment. And the whole episode is about giving you ideas of what you can do to improve your business and, you know, lay the groundwork, set the foundation, and then go and get the clients. Another great thing that you can do is working on your overall marketing plan. So not just business plan, but marketing plan. And marketing plan sometimes can be a part of a business plan because it's all about growing your business. But when it comes to marketing, you need to go back to that business plan and figure out where your ideal clients hang out. So in your business plan, you figured out who your ideal client is. And let's say that's Ben, he's 34, he's opening a restaurant and he's on LinkedIn. So Now you need to create a marketing plan that's going to help you connect with Ben, who is on LinkedIn. So how are you going to do that? Are you going to connect directly with him, or you're going to find people who know him so that you get referrals or whatever it is? But basically figure out your marketing plan. Also, what is that you're going to post on social media? Are you going to do Google ads, do blogging? Now, go maybe for in-person networking events to meet more of fans who are opening restaurant businesses and so on. So kind of like work on the marketing plan and stop. And okay, so I have to actually talk about this now. And that's so many designers. I know this is now all confusing, but like so many designers are constantly stuck into doing instead of thinking. And I was there too. I would post on Instagram, go on LinkedIn, write blog posts. I don't know, like constantly design something, try to improve my design skills instead of stepping back and really thinking. Just sit on a couch for 15 minutes and think, how can I get clients? Who are my clients? Where do they hang out? How much money do they have? What are the real problems that I need to solve for them? Because business owners, let's say your ideal clients are business owners, right? And let's say they have, I don't know, product-based business. They don't come to you asking for logo, labels, and packaging. They need help to sell more products. So figure out how to change your messaging to better resonate with your ideal clients. You know, so instead of doing, start thinking. You can read a business book. You can buy books on Amazon. There's so many amazing books and industry specific. So if you're trying to learn brand strategy, you can find a book that's all about brand strategy. If you're trying to learn more about inbound marketing or outbound marketing or blogging or whatever it is, I'm sure you can find a book on that topic. And I'll give you one more idea of what you could be doing if you don't have enough clients at the moment. And that is to focus on one type of client if you want to get a client faster. And what that means is you don't have to completely niche down. You don't have to specialize or anything like that. But that's something that I highly, highly, highly recommend. However, if you're not ready for that, that's totally fine. If you don't want to work with one type of clients, or if you don't want to offer one type of services and you want to stay as a generalist, as a designer, offering everything and anything, that's totally fine. We have different episodes that talk about specializing. But if you're trying to get a client faster, think who your one ideal client or dream project would be. Let's say that you want to work on a branding for a spa. Where would you find a spa? On LinkedIn, Google, ask people, ask friends, ask neighbors, and then try to connect with a spa owner or a manager and ask them if they need some type of help. Basically, focusing on one type of client will get you a client faster. So you need to be crystal clear on who you want to work with, and then figure out where they hang out, and then go back to your marketing plan on how you can reach them. Okay, I hope that this episode was helpful, and there are so many things that you could be doing right now to improve your graphic brand or web design business. And if you need more help, feel free to reach out to us as well on aventivacademy.com. Thank you for joining us today on The Profitable Graphic Designer. In addition to this podcast, we have created some amazing online courses to help you set up your business, get more clients, and scale to the income level you desire. If you need help developing your freelance portfolio so it stands out, if you want to learn how to create proposals new clients will say yes to, if you're still trying to figure out how much to charge for your services, and if becoming the go-to designer for your dream clients is your goal this year, then I invite you to enroll in my signature 12-week program, The Profitable Designer, or one of our other specialized online courses. To learn more about the programs and get started, visit aventivacademy.com. See you next time.